Now for our story. This morning, instead of slipping into one of the fresh print dresses she usually wore around the farm to do the daily chores, Aunt Mary dressed for town. When she was ready, she paused for a moment by the bedroom window. As she looked out on the pleasant countryside, the rolling green fields, the orchard in bloom, the clear blue sky with fluffy clouds floating gently, Aunt Mary gave a regretful little sigh. She was thinking of Kit Calvert and what was in store for the young woman today at the Huntsville courthouse. Then Mary Lane saw David Bowman's car turn into the drive and hurried down to meet him. Kit's uncle gave his old friend a grateful smile as she came up to the car, and a moment later...
What about the rest of the family, Mary? Are they going over later?
Randy left first thing this morning. He wouldn't even wait for a cup of coffee. Said he'd get some in Huntsville. He wanted to be there early in case he had a chance to see Kit before the trial begins.
Thoughtful of him. He's certainly been a help, Mary. You've no idea how glad I am you were willing to come with me today, too.
I'd want to, David. Peggy and Lefty decided to stay home, though. They thought it might be easier for Kit not to have any more spectators than could be helped.
Probably it would. But the case has had so much publicity, I'm afraid there'll be quite a crowd.
Such a lovely day. I was thinking a little while ago, I almost wish it hadn't been so beautiful.
I had the same idea as I drove out to pick you up. On a day like this... Poor Kit.
If only Angus is able to make a good, strong appeal to Judge Willoughby. Make him understand the background of the whole thing. How it was that Kit made such a tragic mistake.
MacKillop can be a very persuasive speaker. I'm hoping he'll be able to get Willoughby to give a reasonably light sentence.
That's what Randy was saying this morning before he left. You know, David, he's taking this whole thing very much to heart.
I know he is.
In fact, during the last week or two, he hasn't thought of much else.
It's been wonderful comfort to me, knowing how loyal Randy's been to Kit. Of course, I know how important Dr. Larrabee's treatment was, but just the same, Randy played an important part, too.
Yes, he did. Each had his place in her recovery. Don't you think so?
I do, Mary. I'm very proud of the way Kit has changed.
Oh, Randy is, too.
You know, Mary, I've watched Kit's reactions since she was a little girl. I'm sure in her whole life, nothing has ever meant as much to her as this friendship with your son.
Friendship. It seems to me Kit's feeling for Randy goes a lot deeper than mere friendship, David. From what the doctor has told me, and what little Randy said, I believe her feelings now are those of a mature woman. A woman in love.
She's changed toward him, I know.
That's right. Originally, her dependence was like that of a little girl.
Mary, perhaps I oughtn't to ask you this question.
I believe I can anticipate what's on your mind, David. But go ahead.
It's about Randy's feeling toward Kit. Lately, I've wondered if he himself understands the strength of her attachment to him. And I've wondered what he feels for her.
Well, David, at first, I believe Randy considered Kit's devotion as more or less the result of her illness. But now, I'm quite sure he realizes that there's a great deal more to it. In fact, it seems to me that's one of the reasons he's been so disturbed lately.
Oh? I didn't know he had been.
You see, now that he realizes that Kit's in love with him, it creates a problem. And so far, I doubt if Randy's been able to resolve it to his own satisfaction.
In other words, you think Randy hasn't made up his mind as to how he feels toward Kit, or what he may plan to do?
As to how he feels, perhaps he can't say for sure. But as to what he may plan to do, what can he do now, David? Nothing.
But neither Randy's mother nor Kit's uncle knew of a promise the young man had given Kit the day before. A promise in which Randy committed himself to wait until the young woman is released from prison, regardless of how long her sentence may be. And this morning, faced as she is with the appearance in court to receive that sentence, Kit's courage is strengthened by the knowledge that Randy has given her his word. Now, at the sanitarium, she enters Dr. Larrabee's office.
Good morning, Miss Galvin.
Good morning, Doctor.
We have a few minutes before we have to leave for the courthouse. I thought we might have a last-minute chat.
Are you worried about whether I'm nervous or not?
Are you?
No. No, I'm quite composed.
Good, good. I was sure you would be.
I'm certain I'll manage to get through the whole business without becoming a problem. I hope to do you credit, Doctor.
You already have, Miss Calvin. And by the way, if you'll accept a compliment from your doctor, I'd like to say that you look very charming today.
Why, thank you. I decided to break the old tradition that the accused should appear in demure black and white. After all, since I am pleading guilty, it didn't seem necessary for me to look innocent. But please don't imagine I take it lightly, even though I am able to joke about it. It's a habit of mine to whistle in the dark.
Well, I know you don't take it lightly, Miss Calvin.
As a matter of fact, a few months ago, I felt rather like an animal being fattened for the slaughter. I knew you were attempting to straighten me out so I could take my medicine, but... Well, believe me, Doctor, now I'm very grateful to you.
Thank you, my dear. But I'm afraid I can't claim full credit. There's Randy, you know.
Oh, yes. I know. But, Doctor, I still have moments of panic. Suppose something happened again. Suppose I'm not so stable as we both want to believe I am.
Oh, but you are. You must believe you are.
And there's no possibility that I'll go under again.
You're going to be all right, Miss Calvert. You mustn't question it.
No, I won't anymore. But I did want to hear you say it once more. Besides, Randy's promised.
Promised? What sort of promise did Randy make, Miss Calvert?
I'm sorry, Dr. Larrabee. Forgive me, but I can't tell you. I know it's been a long time since I refused to confide in you, but... Well, you see, this concerns Randy, too. I'm not sure I have a right to.
Well, then, of course, you must respect his confidence. Well, it's just about time we left, I guess.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Now, remember, you're going to be all right. Now, it'll be perfectly natural if you should feel a momentary panic when you get into the courtroom, but it's nothing to worry about.
I'll remember, Doctor.
And Randy will be there, waiting.
Yes, that's what we said. Randy said he'd be waiting for me.
A short while later, Kit was sitting at a table with her attorney, Angus McKillop, at the front of the courtroom. There was a ripple of excitement through the crowd of spectators as Kit was recognized. Fortunately, at the moment, the girl's thoughts were preoccupied with the young man she had learned to love so deeply. She hardly noticed the eyes which stared at her curiously. She looked about desperately as Dr. Larrabee, before leaving her, leaned over to say...
Are you all right, Miss Calvin?
Yes, but I don't see Randy. Where is he? Maybe he's not...
No, he's sitting in the middle aisle next to his mother.
Oh, yes, I see him.
Look at that wonderful grin he's beaming you away.
You were right about that moment of panic. But everything's all right now, isn't it, Doctor? Isn't it?
Gave Randy Lane a brave little smile. Then she turned toward the judge. Her attorney, Angus McKillop, was rising. In a few more minutes, she would hear the sentence read. How long, Kit asked herself. The question was like a prayer. Dear God, how long?